If Vladimir Putin thought that by releasing the members of the punk band Pussy Riot they'd stop making headlines, then the plan has sorely backfired. Within minutes of walking free, one of the group's members was dismissing the amnesty as a PR stunt, while the other one was calling for a boycott of the Russian-hosted Winter Olympics. The two young women, whose fate has attracted international attention, say they now want to become human rights activists. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
After nearly 2 years in detention, a remarkably well-looking Nadezhda Tolokonikova walked free from a Siberian jail and wasted no time in shouting "Russia without Putin" to the waiting media. The 24-year-old heaped scorn on the amnesty that was her get-out-of-jail card, as well as on the pardon last week of a former oil tycoon.
What is happening at this moment is just cosmetic measures. To release people just a couple of months before the end of their sentence, to release Khodorkovsky, who had little of his sentence left as well, is just laughable. People should be released on a much wider scale.
Several hours earlier, her bandmate, Maria Alyukhina, had also been released and was in an equally defiant mood.
I intended to refuse my early release, but they had their orders, and so I was brought here. Now I would like to meet with human rights activists, start solving the problems of our penitentiary system, and pursue a career in human rights.
The two women were jailed for hooliganism for performing an expletive-laden song critical of President Putin in Moscow's main cathedral. The performance divided opinion in Russia. Even Maria Alyukhina's mother is not sure she approves, as she told the BBC.
I agree with the protest. I don't mind her politics. But I don't think she should have staged a protest in a church. That's not the right place. But I'm very proud of how she behaved in prison.
The detention and imprisonment of the Pussy Riot members has seen their case become something of a cause célèbre, and it seems a headache for President Putin. The amnesty, which also saw charges dropped against 30 Greenpeace activists and the pardon of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, are being widely seen as an attempt to counter criticism of Russia's human rights record ahead of the Winter Olympics in the Black Sea resort town of Sochi in February. Nadezhda Tolokonikova wants other countries to stay away.
European countries could revisit their opinion about the Olympics. But I'm calling for the boycott. I'm calling for honesty. I'm calling not to sell yourself for oil and gas that Russia can provide.
Jail appears only to have strengthened the fighting spirit of the Pussy Riot women. President Putin may find they are just as much of a PR nightmare now as they were in a Siberian jail. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.